And the problem with it is, I think we're setting ourselves up for a kind of disaster like the disaster we had in the financial system, where we take a system that's basically built on trust, was basically built for a smaller scale system, and we kind of expanded it way beyond the limits of how it was meant to operate. And so right now, I think it's literally true that we don't know what the consequences of an effective denial of service attack on the internet would be. And whatever it would be, it's going to be worse next year and worse next year and so on. But so what we need is a plan B. There is no plan B right now. There's no clear backup system that we've very carefully kept to be independent of the internet, made out of completely different sets of building blocks. So what we need is something that doesn't necessarily have to have the performance of the internet, but the police department has to be able to call up the fire department even without the internet, or the hospitals have to order fuel oil. This doesn't need to be a multi-billion dollar government project. It's actually relatively simple to do technically, because it can use existing fibers that are in the ground, existing wireless infrastructure. It's basically a matter of deciding to do it.